We're being warned that mass extinctions are on the cards in the Oceania region unless there are radical changes in environmental policy and humans clean up their act. A new scientific review of conservation takes in the repercussions for Australia and the Pacific Islands and the possible massive loss of biodiversity. Shane McLeod explains.
The evolution of life on Earth has been punctuated by mass extinction events. There are thought to have been at least five of them throughout the ages. Their causes are still the subject of ongoing research. Many scientists believe we're now living in the midst of another big extinction event, although this time the cause is easier to identify: humans. A survey of research on conservation in the region surrounding Australia has identified our region as suffering species loss at least as fast as the rest of the planet, and maybe even faster.
The rates are increasing. They're certainly a lot higher than the background rates of extinction that you'd see in the evolutionary record, maybe 1,000 to perhaps 10,000 times that rate. And that's occurring right across all organisms.
Dr. Richard Kingsford is lead author on a collaborative review of thousands of research papers on conservation in the Oceania region. It's found that from Polynesia and the Pacific Islands to New Zealand and Australia, humans are having a dramatic impact on biodiversity, and through their actions continue to present large-scale threats to plant and animal species.
From our studies, it's clear that we're actually affecting all of biodiversity. So whether you look at the terrestrial, the land biodiversity, the freshwater biodiversity, or the marine ecosystems, we are in some way having a major impact on all of those.
The paper identifies six areas where humans are having their greatest impact: habitat destruction, invasive species, overfishing and hunting, pollution, disease, and climate change. And despite the region having some of the most diverse and ecologically unique environments, they're proving no match for human interaction.
Small islands, you get much higher extinction processes because the biodiversity that's there is much more vulnerable to introduced species. The Polynesian colonists that went into a lot of the Pacific Islands essentially brought with them a lot of introduced mammals, Pacific rats and cats, as well as hunting quite a lot of the indigenous fauna that were there. So that combination is having a big impact. Those Pacific Island nations are increasing in numbers.
The research paper is directed at governments who are dealing with many of the threats across the region, but the authors warn those efforts need to be better coordinated and human behaviour has to change.
Land clearing, logging, building dams and diverting water out of rivers. Bottom trawling in our marine areas is having huge impacts. Over-exploitation of our fisheries. These are the major impacts. So basically, we need some policies that encourage sustainable industries.
Dr. Richard Kingsford from the University of New South Wales. Ending that report from Shane McLeod.